This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
And we're right back at it on The Fan in New York. Joining us right now to talk about the NHL, to talk a little puck after the trade deadline, is Jonathan Davis, NHL analyst at VSiN, West Coast Hockey at West Coast HKY on X. Jonathan, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. And, you know, I'm very honest and transparent about my lack of knowledge of all of the players in the NHL. So on a day like this, I'm reading a lot of things. I'm seeing a lot of movement. But unlike, you know, in the NBA or the MLB or NFL, I don't know everything about what this means. Let's start with the Isles. I think that's the biggest news of the day. I already took a call on it. You know, the Islanders moving on from Brock Nelson, a guy that spent his whole career there that fans love, going to the Avalanche. Tell me what you think about that move and what the Islanders have done, you know, this season and at this trade deadline and what this means.
Sure. I mean, look, I think in the case of Brock Nelson, it's giving him a chance to win. You know, Lou Lamoriello's MO is, and that's the Islanders GM, is that if he doesn't feel that they can win, he's not going to try to acquire assets. That's just not the way he works. It's like, if we've got a legit shot for the Stanley Cup, we'll do it. If we don't, I'm not going to mortgage the future for no necessary reason. So he moves it, Brock Nelson, gives him an opportunity. It's a really nice touch, and look, it's obviously an emotional time for Nelson, who's spent his entire career there. And the interview that he did with Shannon Hogan, you know, in his last game as an Islander, you know, tells everybody how he feels about the team. So, you know, that's it. I mean, the Islanders are just in a spot where if they make the playoffs, it's great, but you know, they've got bigger issues down the road that they're going to need to deal with. And the other free agent, the other player they could have moved was Kyle Palmieri, but he's been led to believe that he's going to have a new contract in the not too distant future.
The next question I got to ask about is the Rangers, right? I think Rangers fans have been a little frustrated with this season coming off of last year and the success they've had the last few years. It just didn't work out, and they made a ton of moves over the last few weeks, but I don't think it's in an effort to go for it. I think it's just in an effort to just change the culture, change the locker room, change the vibes completely, be a little more flexible with who they have. When you're looking at this new-look Rangers team, what are your thoughts about what the front office did here and where they're going in the future?
Well, I think they're trying to create some cap space. At the same time, they are trying to they are trying to make themselves, you know, better, to put themselves in a position to still contend in the playoffs. I mean, I like the additions. You know, the JT Miller addition has worked out very well for New York. I mean, that's the type of guy you want come playoff time. JT Miller is an ordinary person. You don't want to have 20 of them on your team, but he is a guy that will drag other players into the fight. So I do like it. I mean, I think that, you know, when you look at the Rangers, though, the one thing that's been very constant with their coach, Peter Laviolette, is that in his second full year with any team that he has coached, go take a look, that team has had a drop off in year two. He's tough. He's tough to play for. And, you know, look, there's been a lot of issues with the Rangers, you know, in the way they handled some of their players in the offseason. You know, Barkley Goodrow comes to mind, and, you know, players were really upset with the fact of, you know, that this guy was put on waivers. So it's been a tumultuous year in New York, but at the end of the day, you know, look, they're still within striking distance of making the playoffs. They're 1 point out of a wild card spot. So, you know, the teams that they're chasing, Ottawa and Columbus, have warts of their own. So they're still in it. And hey, they're playing relevant games right now.
Yeah, so I'm a Devils fan. I picked up the Devils a couple years back, and it felt like the right time. You know, the Devils went on a run in 2023. Then obviously, hey, we're, you know, very hyped up in 2024 and fell short. But now here we are in 2025 with Jacob Markstrom coming back, but Nico Hischier going down before, and then now Jack going down and it being season ending. It's just a tough look. I'm sitting in here tonight watching them lose 6-1 to the Jets, and I'm just like, I feel like all is lost. But they also made a ton of moves, and they seem to be going for it. What do you think about the Devils' chances and the transactions that they made?
Well, I'll tell you right off the bat, two things. One, I did, you know, back in June, I bet the Devils to win both the Eastern Conference and the Stanley Cup. Got great prices. I think it was like 20-1 to win the Eastern Conference and 40-1 to win the Cup. Something crazy. I can't even remember anymore, but really good numbers. Then about 4 or 5 days ago, I bet them at 8-1 to miss the playoffs. I just look at what's happened. The loss of Jack Hughes, Dougie Hamilton goes down. New Jersey didn't make any other additional moves at the deadline. I mean, I think Tom Fitzgerald is just pretty realistic that, hey, you know, if let's hope we can still get in, do whatever damage we can, but I'm missing some key parts of my roster right now. There's no reason to make any silly moves at the deadline and you know, mortgage any of my future right now, because it's just like these injuries happen. It sucks. But I think the Devils are in a really tough spot because of the fact that you've got Columbus that is just 4 points back of New Jersey, and they play two fewer games. The Rangers have played two fewer games in New Jersey. They're 5 points back. So they've got, you know, two teams in their division that are in striking distance and are healthy. So I'd be a little concerned. That's why, you know, for me, as a guy who works over at Beeson, and, you know, I try to, you know, it's strictly from the value. I get, you know, 8-1 for them not to make the playoffs. I like my chances, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, understood. Yeah. It's not a great feel, but it is what it is. The rich get richer, right? The Florida Panthers, when, you know, they're coming off of winning it last year, and they make this move to get, why am I blanking on his name now?
Brad Marchand.
Yeah, I just said it to Paulie, and I lost the name. You know, that's looking like one of the biggest moves of the deadline. What are your thoughts on that coming from the Boston Bruins?
It's significant. I mean, think about it. Okay, you're an NBA guy. Think about what it was like when the Bad Boy Pistons were around. You know, you knew you were in for a fight. Well, you're adding Brad Marchand to a team that's already got Matthew Tkachuk and Sam Bennett, who Marchand has had his issues with as a member of the Bruins. Bring your brass knuckles when you go play the Panthers, especially come playoff time. I like what they've done. I like what, you know, the other Florida team has done. You know, the Tampa Bay Lightning made some good deals just before today, and, you know, they reacquired Yanni Gord, who was with them during their cup runs. They got another forward, Oliver Bjorkstrand. You know, it looks like, I mean, it wouldn't be crazy to think that a Florida team is going to once again be in the Stanley Cup final for the sixth straight year.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I was on the night that the Mikko Rantanen deal went down. Yep. And, you know, yep. I got a couple calls on that. I think Ross in Bergen County was the first one to call on that. Can you talk to us about that move as well? If the Brad Marchand deal isn't the biggest deal, then I think that one a couple weeks ago was.
Well, you know, and then Rantanen gets dealt again today to the Dallas Stars. So, I mean, think about, like, I can't think in any league, you know, NBA, NFL, MLB, you know, where a superstar player or an elite player, let's say, I don't want to call him superstar, but an elite player gets traded twice in about a 30-day span. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes gave up a lot to get Mikko Rantanen. They felt, you know, they realized they weren't going to be able to assign him to an extension because he's an unrestricted free agent at year's end. So they deal him to Dallas. Well, they've just made Dallas, you know, an even better team than they were, and they've weakened them. I mean, I really feel bad for Carolina coach Rob Brind'Amour. He's going to have to do one hell of a coaching job. Because as bad as it is, you know, for what you guys are going through in New Jersey in losing, you know, Dougie Hamilton and Jack Hughes, the Carolina Hurricanes lost the player that they hoped was going to push them over the top. And Dallas just gets richer. And, you know, right now we could have a Dallas-Colorado first-round playoff matchup, and both those teams got – I mean, Colorado made a couple of fantastic deals to strengthen their roster – where we could ultimately have one really, really good team be out in the first round this year. But, yeah, the Rantanen deal, that's the big one because he signed an extension in Dallas, 8 years, $96 million. It was a contract that it was believed that Colorado was offering him before he got traded. But, hey, in Dallas, $96 million in Dallas is worth more than $96 million in Colorado because of the tax situation. It's a great deal for the Dallas Stars.
Yeah, this is Paulie, John. One more thing on the West. Like you have the Avs, the Oilers, the Stars, the Jets, Vegas. It's going to be an absolute war to get through that Western Conference final, to get through that West in the playoffs. And even as much that the East is still tough, but not nearly as tough as the West. So I would almost lean a little bit towards whoever you think is going to come out of the East. Just kind of hammer them if you're going to do a bet of some sort. Just because I don't know how whoever gets out of the West is going to be healthy.
Well, I think that's a really good point. And I think that, you know, like for me, you know, I made bets on both Tampa and Florida to win the Cup a couple of days ago. And I'm feeling even better about both those plays. I feel a lot better about that than, as you just made the point of the gauntlet, that you've got to go through in the West. So I think, yeah, you've got a better shot in that regard of taking one of those two teams. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Yeah, as I said, Dallas, Colorado could face each other if Winnipeg can hang on and win the division. You know, Vegas could end up playing Edmonton as a possibility in round one. I mean, it's going to be crazy. And I haven't even mentioned Winnipeg. What I find really interesting is that when you look at the odds makers, guys, Winnipeg and Washington, the top two teams in the league, are about, I think they're 6th and 7th on the odds board to win the cup.
Right, and they made statements tonight because Winnipeg beat the Devils 6-1. Washington beat the Red Wings 5-2. And again, like, Winnipeg made some ancillary moves here and there. Washington didn't do much at all. I mean, they got Beauvillier from the Penguins. Winnipeg, I believe, got Luke Shen. So they didn't make a ton of, like, big moves. I heard Winnipeg was in on Brock Nelson, but obviously the haul that the Islanders got for Brock was probably going to supersede anything that Winnipeg was going to be able to get.
Yeah, well, look, there's not a lot of spots. Like, Winnipeg was looking for someone like a second-line center like Brock, and then the other player that, you know, and Luke Shen gives them some sandpaper on the blue line, which is what they were looking for. So, you know, they also acquired Brandon Tanev from Seattle, who, you know, so they've got two guys that are good playoff guys. They're not, you know, they're not going to move the meter and that they're going to score goals, but they definitely make it hard to play against. And that's, so Winnipeg didn't really have a lot of holes to fill. Washington maybe, you know, could have, was looking potentially for a scorer. They couldn't find any additional help. I still don't trust the Capitals at the end of the day. And maybe I'm being foolish. And in the case of Winnipeg, you know, their goalie Connor Hellebuck has been a great regular season goalie, but hasn't been able to perform in the playoffs. So until he does, I'm not jumping on him. And look, as I said, you know, the Jets are far down on the odds board to win the cup.
Last thing for you, Jonathan. You know, hockey's in a healthy place. Myself being a new hockey fan in the last three seasons, I kind of go out and campaign for it because I'm learning more about it. I like going to games. I like watching. And I really enjoyed the Four Nations Classic. And something I feel needs to be done between the Four Nations Classic and this Stanley Cup playoffs is the hype around Ovechkin and him being 10 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. Like, they need to treat that like LeBron, you know, going for the all-time scoring record, or Aaron Judge going for the AL home run record. Like, there needs to be a ticker on ESPN. They need to be cutting in from, I'm watching the game right now. It's Phoenix versus Denver. But if Ovechkin's playing, we need a live looking as we get closer here. What are your thoughts about hockey really pushing that, and then that leading us into a Stanley Cup playoffs, which we know are going to be really exciting?
Yeah, no, I believe that once he gets down closer to 5 goals, I think we will. You know, I can't remember at what number. I mean, Wayne Gretzky has mentioned that he will start to be at Caps games when Ovechkin gets super close. I don't know. Again, I'm assuming definitely 3, and maybe it's even 5. But so the league, you know, we'll definitely see more from ESPN and TNT in promoting the games that, you know, Ovechkin's games. No question about it. It's a phenomenal story. And I think one that, you know, look, there are a lot of coaches, including Barry Trotz, who coached Ovechkin many years ago, felt there was no way he would ever get to this number. But he is something special.
John, you're the man. Thanks for joining us tonight. Go enjoy the rest of your Friday.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Jonathan. That's Jonathan Davis at West Coast Hockey. West Coast and then hockey spelled HKY on Twitter. And, I appreciate him joining us. He's on VSiN. He's on Sirius XM's NHL coverage. And, you know, as I hear you guys talk hockey, I just like I'm a sports fan. And, like, I know pretty much, like, all the NFL players. I know a lot of baseball players. You can't know all the baseball players. I think the NFL is pretty easy to learn players, too, from fantasy and gambling and stuff. But I'm like, bro, there's so many hockey players, and there's so much history to learn. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, how long will it take until I'm like, it might take me 10 years until I'm like, yo, I actually know everything that's going on. I know the history. I know the players. I know the teams. I know the franchises. But It's like it's almost like a like learning a language. It's like learning a new language.
Yeah, and again, I love hockey, and I've seen your hockey kind of fandom kind of blossom, obviously, for the last few years. It's, to me, it's the most exciting sport. It's the best sport. If you're like into it like I am, today was an awesome day because so many moves that have playoff implications. The Western Conference is going to be an absolute war zone this season when it comes to the playoffs. I absolutely cannot wait. And on top of that, you know, you hope that the Rangers kind of find their way. And we see what the Devils, because the Devils, it's not like the Devils sold off today, by the way.
No, now, they're going for it. They're going to try and fight. It sucks to not have Jack
Hughes. For a while, too.
And Dougie Hamilton as well. I think I saw Eric Holla take a huge hit, and it's just like morale is down right now. But, hey, anything can happen, and, you know, other teams, we'll see. We'll see. We just want to at least have two teams in it and have something to root for locally with the puck. And I don't know. We'll see how it goes, man. All right.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.